Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Anybody want a tip? Anybody want a little advice? I'm not in the habit of giving advice. Would you like a little bit of advice? Scott Zolak, Joe Murray. Can I just say one thing? If you are phasing back into your workplace today, try not to tell other people who have been here every day for the last 3 or 4 months, you know, to change things, you know, how they're doing them. Okay? Like if you're having, like, Zoe. If you're like having a meeting in an open office space and you're like you're speaking loudly, but somebody decides that, you know, that they have something that they need to do down the hallway, it's a bad idea to come in and say, hey, can you guys keep it down? We're trying to, you know, do some nonsense down here. We've been here working.
Yeah. Well, you have.
We have.
I'm back from vacay. I will take another one next week, but it's good to be back, people. How's everybody doing?
Here's my advice. When you come back in here, it's a bad idea to question other people and how they're doing things who have been here. That's all I'm saying.
I am Captain Jack around as you know it. Even I will come back and be quiet as a mouse because I know better. Don't come in and mess with people that have been grinding and doing what like my man Hardy has been doing each and every day.
I didn't say me.
I didn't say me.
It kind of came. Who said me?
Just a little bit came across like that. Like somebody told you to do something, and you're like, "Well, where the hell you been?" Because I've been here every day. I'm not saying me. I'm saying like, if I, what happened? What happened?
What? Who? What?
Well, I mean, here's the problem. We're all going nuts a little bit, right?
A little bit.
Just a little bit. And you're starting to have the re-immersion of people back into our building.
Right.
I talked to a couple of people this morning on some sell stuff, too. You know, they're trying to sell stuff from home. Now they're going back in. Then it's going to be altered weeks, and it's going to be maybe half a sales team, then maybe full team. We don't know yet. We don't know what the full schedule is going to be. We don't know what the new normal is going to be. But don't walk in a damn building and act like you own it. I know better than that.
Well, let me say something. You know, I just saw Feldman walk by. Feldman's been here every day. Feldman wearing his mask going to the studio. Let's say T-Bone. Let's say somebody's back in the building today and sees T-Bone poke his head outside the office, say somebody, and he doesn't put his mask on or something, right? But he's still 6 feet, 8 feet away. It'd probably be a bad idea to say something to T-Bone about him not doing it right.
Okay? Right.
That's all I'm saying. As you integrate back in. And T-Bone always does it right. I'm just using you as an example, Tom. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you know right. me. I got that temper. Oh, my God.
But, like, even I know. But as you see, like, Tom, who looks really... You had a nice day at the beach yesterday. You look tan.
He's
had
a couple days.
who's darker, Tom or I?
Oh, T-Bone is... He is.
I'm pretty dark right now.
No, he is... He's beyond bronze. I don't even know what color that is. It's kind of like one of those Crayola colors that you...
That's
you know,
awesome.
You never really under it like a burnt umber. You know, there's...
Yes. Like, Tom, what do you put on? Like half water, half baby oil in a spritzer bottle?
I told you, baby oil and iodine.
That's what I do.
It's the old stuff.
Carrot oil. You got to get the carrot oil.
I don't know that he's joking.
We're not joking.
All right, Zoe, so how was your week?
We're back. Here we are another Monday as we chronicle... you know, the stage of sports and how sports is doing and how it's coming back and all that. And, you know, me going around and I've been on the boat. I've been to the beach. I've done a lot of stuff here around the house. And wherever I go, a food store, a restaurant, a gas station, CVS. What do you think about Cam Newton? How's Cam Newton going to be? How's Cam going to do? Did you see Cam's latest video? Yeah, I saw it all. I've cautioned you people before I took my break. I said, be careful with this one. It's the same contract that basically Reggie Wayne had. Without all the incentives, playing time incentives. You know, as far as, okay, 500 guaranteed, right? If he doesn't make the team. That's kind of what Reggie Wayne got to walk away because he thought it was too tough here. He wasn't having enough fun. And I am rooting for Cam Newton to work because it makes mine and Bob Sosi's job a hell of a lot easier calling games because that means he's humming and the team may be winning and playing at a high level. It makes our life, you, me and Beetle and T-Bone and Louth, you know, coming in every day to talk about Cam Newton. And it would be the story of the National Football League post Tom Brady for Bill Belichick to resurrect a former MVP to come in here and take it by the horns. I don't know if I'm buying it. I just don't know. There's something that is holding me back on this. I don't know if it's the hype videos. You saw the latest hype video, right?
You say you're not buying it. You're not buying what? You're not buying that they're all in on Cam Newton, or you're not buying in on Cam Newton being the guy?
A little bit of everything. I thought there was overhype last week from the Patriots from a social media standpoint. Of the get on the Cam Newton train. It's like, you've been gifted the job. You are the guy. Mike Reese is tweeting from the pro shop. Well, these didn't take long to come in. Number one, Cam Newton jerseys in home blue and road white. There they are. Brand new ones, the new uniforms. Like, they did that with Tebow, too. You know, and I'm not comparing him to Tim Tebow. He's not Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow stunk. This guy's pretty damn good if he's right. And it's a hell of a, hey, I'd take the flyer on it. It is such low risk. You look at that contract, but, he's working out like a nut, Hardy. And I play with guys that have worked out like nuts and were pissed off and they felt jaded because somebody counted them out. And that's what Cam's doing right now. And that's the message I'm getting from it. You wait and see. Because I've never seen a Cam Newton like this, you know? Just something's there. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So let's take it from the team perspective, okay? Because this isn't from Cam Newton. This is from the team. This is the Instagram video, or the audio that you'll hear from the video that the team posted last week.
Patriots have a new quarterback. The Cam Newton watch is finally over.
I like.
The veteran QB is also reportedly, quote, hungrier than ever.
Cam Newton can move with that football.
There goes Cam.
It's the quarterback draw.
Again, the audio features. Look at you smiling. Football.
That turns me on. That turned me on. I got goosebumps. That turns me on.
But let's just
like, I hope that's him. I hope that's him.
I mean, they feature a sportscaster's voice saying the Patriots have a new quarterback.
Yeah,
and the Patriots put this out. You don't think it means
they technically have a new quarterback on their 90-man roster right now, right? Don't they?
Yeah.
See, that's a technicality.
Uh-huh.
How many years have we been doing this show together? How many years have I been covering the team? Coming up on 11. How many years have I been covering the team? How many years have I been doing the broadcast? What, over 7? I lose track. 8 now, going on year number 8 with Bob Soucy.
All right.
I don't ever remember a hype video coming from this team like that.
Doesn't it mean something?
Hey, I think we're all grasping for things right now. We miss sports.
No.
We miss football.
No. The Patriots aren't grasping for anything right now.
You're in a post-Tom Brady era, bro. You are grasping for something. You're in post-Tom Brady era. It is a new day,
a new era.
You changed your uniform. The classic uniform. Beatles pissed about that. He's a uniform guy.
You think the Patriots are worried that there's not a lot of interest in the team right now?
No.
I think people are more interested, or at this point, at this moment, they are as interested as they've ever been because it's the unknown. They don't know. We've talked about it. And this is you hear from people like, what about Cam Newton? What about Cam Newton? I hear that too, but I also, this is what I've heard from people over the past several months. Man, it's going to be interesting. Man, I can't wait to see what happens.
Is it? Is it?
Until,
are you even going to see it? You're not going to see practice. You're not going to see camp. There's no fans.
Okay, but that is.
There might not be preseason games.
I'm talking about pre-COVID conversations. I'm talking about what is it going to look like? What's going to happen with either Jared Stidham or Brian Hoyer? We don't know. Is Bill going to be able to do it? What's going to happen? The interest level is there. But my point is this, though. The Patriots aren't putting out a Cam Newton hype video because they're worried that people are not interested or talking about the team. Hell, if they didn't put the video out, people would still be talking about Cam Newton. It's not like we have to be introduced to him and who he is. So
we've been talking about him since March.
Right, right.
So he's the name. He's the name.
Do they need to put that video out there to get people to talk about Cam Newton?
No.
Okay, so why did they put it out there?
That's a great question. It's a million-dollar question.
I know.
Because they are very careful about what they put out. And this is very unusual to me. Very unusual to me. Because here's my take on it. I don't know if football proved that. Meaning the separation of football to the marketing aspect of the team, to the selling of seats, to the selling of ad space, to the selling of those first eight rows of covered bleachers where you could put your logo on it. You've got to sell stuff. We got to sell stuff as a station. You got to keep stuff relevant. You got to keep stuff out there. You got to keep stuff fresh. This is fresh. We talked about this team being interesting post Tom Brady with Jared Stidham and playing great defense and great coaching. And it, oh wow, they could be a sleeping dog. And now you add Cam Newton to the mix. A pissed off Cam Newton, who I think has a 2-month tryout, maybe even a 1-month tryout. I don't know what he does with it. And it's sad because we're not going to be there at camp probably, right?
Feeling like we're not going to be there at camp.
I just say that because I haven't talked to anybody about camp. I don't know what we will be as a station down there as far as a presence. We're already down to 2 preseason games. They've already said that. And I know they're going back and forth with the NFLPA and the league, and there may be one season ticket or one fan experience that you have to make mandatory where you could see the team at a limited basis. We still don't know what all those details are going to be. But the excitement for football is there. That's one thing that I do know. And people want to talk about it. People want to talk about him.
And the fact that the Patriots put that video out there, to me, it's says at the very least, thank you, Zoe. Number one, it's very unpatriot-like. Number two, I don't think the video goes out without, at the very least, the knowledge that the football side knows about it and doesn't have a huge problem with it.
I disagree with that.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about that next. And also, that's from the Patriots side. Cam Newton is putting videos out, too, himself on his own Instagram. We'll share that with you next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I see what you did there, T-Bone. Cam Newton, Superman. I got you. It's Hardy in for Beetle, Scott Zolak, Joe Murray in studio with us today. Joe Murray
He's just sitting there.
I am just sitting here.
Oh, we'll get to you later, big boy, from your night.
Was that last night?
Yeah,
no, that's.
Okay.
big goings on at the Kowloon. That's right. But first, though, the Cam Newton hype video that the Patriots put out, social media side, it's a very well-produced video, so I'm thinking it probably wasn't just a couple of people in charge of the Instagram account. Like, it was an actual production, right?
It's over the top. It's over the top.
Would you call
I've
it
never a, seen anything like it.
Would you call it a production?
I mean, would you call it would you James Wright 38 toss video wasn't produced to this level.
So, would you call it a craft sports production?
I don't know if it's that. I don't know. I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
Oh. It's a totally separate department.
Maybe. And I haven't talked to anybody. I'm not getting anybody in trouble. I don't know. Okay.
Well, whether it came...
I haven't been here in a while, so I mean, no contact over there.
Whether it came from, you know, the same department that had the... And I honestly feel like the videotaping incident and the penalties that came from it, I know why the NFL did it. I still think it's silly that they penalized them to that point. But whether it came from that same department or whether it came from somebody, a different department, but in the same building, I think there's a full understanding now that you don't do anything that could run afoul of football operations. Is that safe to say?
I think that is safe to say, and I think things have done before where you really pissed off football.
Right. So, based on what just happened, do you think somebody put that thing out there without thinking about whether or not it was going to piss off the football side? And when I say the football side, we're talking about one person. We're talking about Bill Belichick. Okay? So do you think that video goes out there without at least having the knowledge that he knew about it and didn't have a huge problem with it? I mean,
he didn't superimpose him throwing touchdowns to Patriot players. You know what I mean? It's basically an old highlight reel of Cam.
Yeah.
It's all in highlighting
him as a starting quarterback in the National Football League.
With the Carolina Panthers, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think this could be an arms race to where maybe we need to keep up with the stuff that he continually puts out. Like, you'll see the stuff from Brady where it'll be more or less a picture of him drinking electrolytes or Rob Gronkowski looking cut up, and it's coming from the TB12 part of it. And it's really not a hype video. It's more of an infomercial where I'm just not used to seeing these from a member of this team or them being supported by the team.
Let me ask it another way.
We've been trained differently.
Okay. Let me ask it another way.
Sure.
You think this video was produced in a vacuum and they put it out there without telling Bill or anybody on the football side about it?
Probably.
You think? I think you're out of your mind. I've been out of my mind before. I think everyone down there is on eggshells right now, as well they should be. You just cost this team, you know, $1 million and a third round draft pick. Or a $500,000. What was it? How much was it?
Unless Bill thinks.
Does anybody remember how much was the fine for the taping the sidelines there?
I think it was $1 million.
Okay.
$1.5 million.
All right. I think everybody's being real careful about this, right? So I don't think they're doing anything willy-nilly. I don't think they're putting something out there that's getting as much conversation as it is unless it was known about and it was signed off on. Yeah. I mean, we're not saying he's the starting quarterback and he has the job. Of course, we don't say that about any position. Look, Julian Edelman, he knows the drill by now. Is Julian Edelman a dead solid lock to make this team, though?
Yes.
Would Bill Belichick or Julian Edelman himself ever say that?
Yeah. I think Edelman would.
No.
Edelman would nowadays.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
Edelman was like anybody else. He would say, what are you going into camp for? To compete for my position like anybody else. It's not even that necessarily Patriots specific. You know, this is the attitude that you're supposed to have across the league. So I get it. No one is saying that Cam's the starting quarterback. No one's saying anything about any player until they get a chance to see him and they work out a little bit and they have a practice. But you have a pretty good idea. And I think the Patriots have a pretty good idea that Cam's going to be the quarterback, or else that video doesn't go out. And if it did, why is it still out there?
I mean, they didn't do one for Darrelle Revis, though. They didn't do one for Tim Tebow.
They didn't do one for Darrell Revis. That's a great point, Joe Murray. And who made the Darrell Revis thing happen? It was Bill.
Yep.
You know? Hey, unless this is a kicking ass for number four. Meaning, let's get Stidham going here.
Well,
let's show him who's coming in. Just to give him a little kick in the ass.
Right. And if
that could be part of it, but I don't think Bill operates that way.
And if Stidham isn't kicked in the ass from the Patriots video, maybe be kicked in the ass from Cam Newton's video. Cam Newton put something out on his personal Instagram. This is like a minute and a half long. So
give it a listen.
Settle in.
You know what makes this different is they ain't never seen this Cam. They ain't never seen him. You want to know how I know? They ain't never seen him. The forgotten Cam. The shit on Cam. Tired of being sick of tired Cam. Felt like I was just left to die. You know what I'm saying? It's over with for him. He ain't the same player. I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I ain't never seen that me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't waking up energized after a hard day. Like, what's next? Yeah, loving on my kids more. Got more energy. You know what I'm saying? Chosen to say, Daddy. We going to Charlotte? I said, no, son. It's over with. We got another place we're going to. We're going north.
Did he say Norwood?
North, not Norwood.
North, okay. North. I'll have what he's having, by the way.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, because I recognize it from my own life. Now, a lot of people have misidentified this as him giving this speech outside of a workout facility. He's got a post-workout sweat. Let me tell you, that is nothing more than a late evening dog walk. When that air gets real heavy, and I know it, because I look and feel the same way after that evening walk. I'm sweating.
Looks like a beach.
I'm spitting. I got my. You know, you get your hands on your hips to open up the lungs so you get the air in. He's just been out walking the dog.
We're going north.
You don't tie your hair up the way he does.
No.
How does he get that under the helmet?
Well, I don't think he ties it up when it goes under the helmet.
He wears a bandana or something like that.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah, Mahomes has a lot of hair too. Like, he gets that hair under. Like, I couldn't do it. My hair, I'd look like freaking Kazoo out there. Like, these two helmets behind me, I can't get them on anymore.
Do you ever wear bandanas though?
Hell no, Murray. Huh. Wait, I had to put Vaseline on my forehead to get the damn thing in.
Why can't you put those helmets on your head anymore?
My head grew.
No, it didn't.
I swear to God, it did.
Your cranium grew? Your skull grew?
I put them on that one night on Periscope. I'll never do that again, but...
Put it on right now.
No.
Come on.
Mess my hair up.
End of the show. Will you put them on? Will you put it on at the end of the show?
Yeah, I'll put it on for you.
All right. So... I don't know. I don't know if you're Jared Stidham and you see that, does it make you feel one way or the other? This guy's coming here for your job. This guy, you might even believe that this guy was brought in here to do your job.
Yeah. Let's go zero out slot. F Fing. Let's go 50 slant tosser. I got to check the three different protections. How's he going to handle that on the first, third, and four? Can he handle that in the first, third, and four? That's the question. That's where Stidham's advantage is here. 2 years in a system, Josh McDaniels calling the plays. They would have to curtail everything to Cam on his shortened timeline right now, where you really can't get together and function as a unit. Like, you look at the Brady unit. You look at the Brady workouts. It's him with 17 guys. Everything's structured. We're off play fake. He's got play fake. He got the pads on. He's got the helmet on. He's got Rob running a rub route on a crosser. He's got the backside slant coming in. That's all predetermined. That's ingrained. That's 20 years of Charlie Weiss, Billy O'Brien, Josh McDaniels. Now it's going to be, you know, Byron Leftwich. I hate to throw that name in there, but that's his new coach. And that's all structured. Cam's walking into ice cold, different situation. And he's got to cram everything into 30 days, man. And I don't know how he's going to do it. And I think that's why he's at the disadvantage here. If I'm Jared Stidham, I look at that and say, I've seen Devin McCourty work out like that. I've seen Dante Hightower work out like that. I'm sitting there, I'm watching Muhammad. I get more excited if I'm Jared Stidham watching Muhammad Sanu run routes up a hill and pump that ankle to where it's not a broken ankle anymore. That's what gets me excited. Jared Stidham's been through it. He's the most touted high school quarterback coming out of state. He went to Baylor, falls coach there. Coach left, transferred to Auburn, played high level there. Got his ass kicked, thrown under the curb. Came out early, survived, beat out Brian Hoyer. He was a lone backup to Tom Brady last year.
Under the curb.
In this system. Don't forget that stuff. It's great. Cam's working out. He looks great. And if it works, it makes everybody's job easier. And maybe even Jared Stidham's, because he might get to learn another year.
You're making Stidham sound like Brady. This false narrative about nobody ever believing
him. Hey, dude.
Him.
Hey,
been through. He beat out
3 months. 3 months. Shut up, Tom. Shut up, T-Bone.
No one ever.
3 months.
No one ever.
3 months we sat here and we listened to the captains. We sat here and listened to beat writers and we played their spin going back to last year where they broke down every Stidham play in the preseason. So don't tell me we didn't sit here for 2.5 months and go through it and be fat. Stid's the name. Seamless, right? Hey, Tom wasn't here at practice last year that much, right? Stid took a lot of it. Stid. If I was you, I'd buy 4 shirts instead of one.
Well, if I were Jared Stidham, I'd be figuring out a way to work out with some Patriots receivers like Cam Newton did. He worked out with N'Keal Harry, and there are some comparisons between N'Keal Harry and some other receivers. We'll talk about that next, though. Joe Murray with the Hub headlines.
I got something for you, too, on that. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, just hold on to it for a minute. We'll do it next.
Sure.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Newton in the gun with McCaffrey up in front of him. Takes the snap against a three-man rush. There's a lot of time to throw down the right side. God. And Benjamin's open at the 30 to the 25. Angling left to the 20. And Kelvin Benjamin has another long gainer on third down. Tackled eventually by Malcolm Butler.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Beatles. Zoe, you like Kelvin Benjamin?
I like the rookie Kelvin Benjamin that I think had over 1,000 yards receiving, like 14 touchdowns in like 14 games. But I don't like modern-day Kelvin Benjamin because he's probably bigger than me right now.
All right, well,
you know what we did? You know what we did last year, Hardy? Mm. We called a lot of games. That's my man Bob Sosi right there with the call when we played Carolina a couple of years ago up here on that awful September day when they gashed us. We called a lot of games last year with big physical receivers that had issues separating and creating space to throw the football accurately into.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one of those guys, Kelvin Benjamin.
All right. Do you think that Cam Newton's relationship with Kelvin Benjamin is what maybe, as Mike Reese theorizes, maybe led him to reach out to N'Keal Harry to work last week on the West Coast? Mike Reese says that Newton initiated the contact with N'Keal Harry, and after a couple of days together, it'd be interesting to hear if Newton saw any similarities between N'Keal Harry, who's 6'4", 225 pounds, and Kelvin Benjamin, who is 6'5", 245. As both are bigger than the prototype at the position, relying less on speed, more on technique, and physicality.
I find it amazing that Cam Newton spends a day traveling to the West Coast and then comes back to the East Coast at the end of the week to go out to the West Coast to work out but live East Coast. And I think this is Cam Newton going to the West Coast, maybe looking through his team roster of his new team of the 90 guys and said, which guys are out here right now that I can throw with? And I'll pick up the phone and maybe call somebody in at the stadium who could give me N'Keal Harry's number so we could get together and toss the rock a little bit. I don't think this has anything to do with Calvin Benjamin.
So you're saying he's looking down the roster. He's not looking at height and weight as much as he's looking at area code for contact number.
Yeah, you know what? Julian's East Coast right now. He's usually West Coast with his kid, you know, in the off season. But Julian's back now. And, oh, by the way, tomorrow's Tuesday. You need to have your ass in Foxborough by tomorrow to self-quarantine for 14 days, right? You need to be back in the state if you follow COVID protocol.
See, that theory from you I like, Zoe. And that one, I think, probably...
This ain't got nothing to do with Calvin Benjamin.
Well, again, we like to put all these, like... Right. You know, mastermind reasons behind things. I always go back to the whole, like, why are hockey players such good golfers? You know, is it the impact through the zone? Is it the hand eye? Is it the rotation? And as Ray Bourque told me, he goes, no, it's because we have our summers off. Dummy.
Yeah.
Like, don't overthink it.
Right. It is. You're right. You're overthinking it. And hey, it may be me too, to a certain extent. I have nothing right now. So the minutiae of me taking a small video, workout video, and I watch every single inch of it, and I watch every frame. And I'm watching Newton throw. And I'm watching N'Keal Harry. It's pluck the ball high. It's catch it off the back hip. And I just come off a season of 16 games where if every ball wasn't right here, smack between the two numbers, those guys weren't catching it. I mean, this was versus air, and ball's high, ball's low. Great catches by N'Keal. He's plucking it. But I see those little things where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boom, ball, timing. Thin, skinny post. It better be right there. Bang, right under the chin. As soon as you turn the head, boom. You know, Brady, Super Bowl overtime. Amendola's making his break. Ball's already out. You know, that type of stuff. Cam Newton looks great. He looks physical. He looks in shape. I'm glad he's healthy. And I'm nitpicking here. I'm nitpicking.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I do the same with Brady. Balls high, balls low. You got to be accurate.
So yeah. I defer to you on a lot of this stuff, and I'll defer to you on this one. If it turns out that the receiving core is much like what we've seen from them before, and that it has to be a perfectly placed ball in order for them to catch it, then a less dynamic and less exciting quarterback like Jared Stidham, who is more accurate, is going to end up being the guy, as opposed to Cam Newton, who can do a lot more, but on the passes is not as accurate. And if the receivers can't catch the balls that he throws them, then what good is he? I understand what you're saying.
Keep it away from Newton here. Watch Harry in the video. I go right back to that time we were sitting up there on that deck at the red level, watching camp. And there was a video out there of Joe Judge screaming at Harry, who's running this slant. You got to move up. It's about the feet. It's not about the head, the arms. You got to plant that right foot, drive. I need you to get to this depth and break. Look at Harry. He's running post routes here. A little rounding it. He's not chopping the feet at the top of the route. He's not stabbing the feet. He looks like the same guy at this time that he was last year. Yeah. But and that's not good. And that might not be his fault because he can't work with guys. You don't have OTAs. You don't have the quarterback working with them continuously.
And
it's a one-time Johnny 20 ball throwing session. Everybody's gaga over it.
Chime in this. But if that's the issue, if it's them, then it doesn't matter if it's Cam Newton
doesn't
or
matter
Jared
at all.
Stidham.
I was just going to bring this up. I watched a ton of N'Keal Harry in college. His quarterback was Manny Wilkins, who literally would throw the ball up in the air and N'Keal Harry would make plays. That's what N'Keal Harry was. So that's why
he can do that, though, Joe.
But Cam, with playing with Cam, he can do that. And the comparison to Calvin Benjamin, the only real thing there is, like, Calvin Benjamin was a kid who had Florida State who was like 6'5", 250, and could play wide receiver. And then he burned out of the league. The Chiefs tried to bring him in as a red zone threat, in 2018?
Buffalo had him.
Yeah, and he couldn't do anything. N'Keal Harry's more like a Brandon LaFell type, who's a former Carolina Panther who played here and was successful. But N'Keal Harry's not a... He's not a guy that, hey, you know, catch the ball on the slant, three steps, put your hands up. He's a guy that moves around for the football. Harry's not like one of these pure receivers that, like an Edelman type. N'Keal Harry's a go find the football and make a play type of wide receiver.
All right, let's.
That's a pretty good assessment there, Joe. No, I mean, it is. And I think that's why they got creative late in the year. Sorry there, Hardy. You know, about let's put him in motion. Let's hand him the ball in the jet sweep. Let's get the ball in his hand as fast as we can, because when Harry gets the ball, it's what he does after he gets the ball. I think it's difficult for him to get into route in this offense to get open the way we've seen receivers over the last 15 years get open.
Maybe he needs
less. Even LeCun's a guy like Brandon LaFell.
Yeah, maybe he needs less structure. Maybe
hey, it took LaFell a while.
Play a little loose. Get a little loose
Don't
out
forget,
there.
LaFell had the drops for a while here.
Yeah, you know, but he turned it on. He had a big catch in that Ravens game, though. Turned it on late in the year.
Yep.
Let's go to Tom and Newton. Tom, you're on 98.5 The Sports Hub with Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle. If you could pull up Tom for me on line one there, T-Bone, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Tom, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to weigh in on that Cam Newton video that the Patriots released. I mean, I would have to think that after, you know, what happened in Cincinnati last year, that the content team, the video team, you know, is just on the thinnest of ice possible with the football team. So would they really release, you know, a video that's unprecedented for them? I mean, I don't think they've ever done a video like that before that, you know, fans and players and media are going to draw conclusions from without any sort of, you know, nod or approval from the football team. I just don't see that.
It's tough.
Tom, honest to God, right hand to God, I have no clue what division it falls under, whether it's KSP, whether it's a separate marketing type video. I don't know. I don't know who did it. So,
and
I know these type of things have been out before where Bill gets upset about them. And, you know,
once they're already out,
promotion.
Do you know off the top of your head something else that got out there on social or on the team website or something that he was unhappy about?
I mean, I know that he has said, let's keep the stuff off the effing my space face stuff, you know, when he goes down that route of it. But I don't think he's ever had stuff taken down. I just think you've been warned. Don't do it again, you know.
All right, Paul in Rhode Island thinks there's another factor here. I can't pull him up, though. I'm frozen in here, T-Bone. Go ahead,
Hello?
Paul. Yeah, hi.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a while.
How you been?
I've been okay.
Good.
My condolence to you and your family for your dad. The other thing I was going to talk about. Yes. The other thing I was going to talk about was I think this Cam will do well. Fitting in Hoyer will help both of them as we go forward. On to Joe, Maria, I'd like to say we had that kid Matos and Cole almost by one pick. I think it was Matos to get picked by one. By one pick.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
What do you got anything on that, Joe?
I got nothing there. I was looking at you like, was he talking to me?
Yeah. That was for you.
That was for me, huh?
All right, good times.
So he called to say Brian Hoyer's the wild card in this situation.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
If you want to comment on that.
He's going to be the quarantine QB.
Is Brian
is
Hoyer.
Mouth answered phones?
He is. He is.
This is great.
He's got corporate gym has to step. Corporate gym has a conference call this morning, 11:30.
We have corporate gym, we have fanboy gym, and now we have phone screener gym.
Yeah,
undercover boss.
This is great. Undercover boss.
I like that.
Put some chia hair on him and a wig.
Redskins with an announcement today. Excuse me, Washington. Washington with an announcement.
Oh, stop
today.
It.
They're no longer the Redskins. Like that, we don't know what they are yet.
Right.
But if you had,
please don't get offended if we mention that name because it's been a history there in that city for a long time.
No,
I mean, they've had really good teams there. Yeah, John Riggins, Joe Theismann.
Like
it didn't exist.
I thought they should have changed the name a long time ago, but I still call them the Redskins.
And not for nothing, Zoe. All that means nothing anymore for the way that that owner has acted the last few years.
We'll talk.
He's an idiot.
All
right, he's an idiot. Go ahead.
Save it all. Just a few minutes away, and then we'll talk about the name change. What it's going to be, we don't know yet, but they're going to change it. That's coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
There
I'd be ashamed if they have to lose this fight song. I've never heard. Have we ever played this before? I've never heard this.
Yeah. Come on.
What?
Redskins week? Sure. Don't forget, I went to the University of Maryland, 86 through 91. So I was down there during the heyday, and you couldn't get in your car and not hear this on any radio station played. That was a big Mark Rippon, Jay Schrader, Joe Gibbs days, the Smurfs, Daryl Green.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that had the big, what's his name? Dexter Manley?
Dexter Bussey? Horace Dexter. King?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Redskins were huge.
10-year-old Lions fan of Hardy coming out there. How about
Bobby Bethard came and worked me out. Was the first guy to work me out after my senior year. And I thought I was going to get drafted by the Redskins. And he put me through a long workout. So, go ahead.
So they announced today that they are getting rid of the nickname and logo. They started a review, they said, on July 3rd. And in the statement, they said, Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera are working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud, tradition-rich franchise and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years. Number one, do you think that either Dan Snyder, I'm sure we'll have something to say about it, do you think Coach Ron Rivera is working at all with the new Redskins name and logo?
I chuckled last week when I saw this because some of the headlines were, well, just so folks, when this name is retired, they're going to stay away from going down to maybe calling them the Warriors or the Chiefs. They're going to stay away from any Native American connotation. I'm like, holy crap, isn't that the point? Isn't that the point? Like, you should be something totally away from that.
Yeah.
If you're going to eliminate this type of name. I mean, we've seen it at the high school level, the collegiate level over the years. Dan Snyder just seems like anywhere he walks, he steps into dog crap. You know, you go outside and like, oh, I thought I picked that up. How did my left foot find it? Like, this guy, it's just funny watching him walk around in pregame. And he always has this grip. You see Mr. Kraft in pregame. And he comes down, he's got all his guys with him. And, yeah, they're all together. Dan Snyder walks his hands in his pockets and his chest out. He walks about 8 feet in front of the rest of his group.
Yeah.
And they all follow him around the stadium. And like, it's almost like it's like a Napoleon complex. And the guy's just, he's odd. He's odd. It just seems like anything he touches turns to crap.
Well, let's
not go from a monetary standpoint, but from a football standpoint. Go ahead.
We're looking at the list right now up on our simulcast, NBC Sports Boston, of the possible new names for the Washington Redskins. There are the Red Tails, which has, I believe, is a military unit. We talked about it last week.
Yes, and it is the coolest logo, that plane with the red tail on it. And as you move on, I mean, they're going to find any president that you put out. The presidents, they're offending people. Generals, I'm sure some generals offend people. Memorials are offending people. They're being dropped left and right. Oh, you can't do the Lincolns. Americans?
The veterans? Washington Americans.
I don't know if any of these names would work. You?
No, I mean, some of these just seem like...
I hate pork! Like the other white meat.
Like, way too obvious. It's like, we're going to call ourselves the veterans. Like, okay, certainly veterans are worthy of having a team named after them, but... Don't you think
it's trying too hard?
It's trying too hard. It's like, okay, we see what you're doing here, and it's a little.
Some people are offended by military stuff. I mean, it's just.
It's not even offensive. It's like it's offensive in that veterans would somehow be like, "That's awesome. Thank you for honoring us." Right. By what? Naming your football team after us?
You know what?
How about you do some improvements at the VA? That would actually be more beneficial to us.
Yes.
We'll take that instead. Red Tails is the name that celebrates the Tuskegee Airmen, the first African-American and Caribbean-born black military aviators in the U.S. Armed Forces.
So, this is a cool – I love the logo. I think it's a cool logo. It's like one of those throwback-type logos with the old biplane.
Red Tails. It's just a good name for a football team. Yeah. I like it.
I'd like to go with the state bird, the wood thrush. You know?
You want the wood thrush?
Yeah.
Now, what state would that be?
It would be Washington, the D.C.
So the District of Columbia has an official bird?
The hockey team has the best name, the Capitals, because it's the country's capital. Washington, D.C. is our capital. It's already taken by the hockey team. Joe, you remember USFL, Houston Gamblers. That was badass name. Great uniforms, badass name.
I just think it would
work in Washington. Not Gamblers, but Red Tails.
I think it's
and
funny.
You keep the same colors.
I think it's funny to think that like the head coach would or should or cares to have anything to do with the naming of that's like such a high school move. Like in my high school, our mascot was the Yellow Jackets, but the football coach thought it was a stupid mascot, so he started calling the football team the Rhinos.
Well, I think
everyone just said, "Oh, okay. Well, the football team is the Rhinos," and it didn't have to be a big committee meeting about it. He just decided. But that's in high school, right? At the NFL level, does the head coach have any say in what a new team logo or mascot is going to be?
No,
it feels like you're using Ron Rivera and his upbringing and background and everything that he had to fight over the course of him being elevated to be a head coach. You know, back to when he was a great defensive coordinator in the league and he was getting passed over and passed over year after year. It just seems like you're using him. And he's got other things to worry. He doesn't know his damn starting quarterback's going to be. Think he's worried about what logo they're going to slap on the side of the helmet?
No,
a great coach.
I think it's more. It's almost like patronizing, you know, with some of these nicknames. And again, like right, absolutely going to include Ron Rivera. It's like, do you think everyone's just going to say yes because you should, and that's all good for you? No, they're telling you what you want to hear. You know,
exactly.
They're trying to come up with a few things out there to, you know, appeal to, you know, some sensibilities. And I think even people that might like that sort of thing are savvy enough to say, I know what you're doing, and you can stop with that. That's okay. Just, you know, pick a different name, really. You don't have to right any wrongs in the process. But the fact is, Red Tails might actually have a little something to do with along those lines, and it's a cool name, and it's a cool logo that they could maybe incorporate somehow. And what do the odds say? Joe Murray.
The odds had the Red Tails.
This is according to?
This was Bovada.
Okay. So Red Tails are the favorites right now.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That was the first logo out, too.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It was one of the first logos released.
You want to talk a little Celtics, Zoe?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Kemba Walker's got some issues. We'll discuss that.
Why? Well, he had 4 months off.
Well, he's not a typical 4 months off. We'll talk about it next after Joe Maurice Hub Headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.